This is Audible.
BFF, Best Friend's Father, written by Devin McCormick, narrated by Michael Pauly. Jesse. I glance myself over in the floor-length mirror, inspecting my profile to see how I look in the swimming trunks I'm wearing. I face forward, flexing my six-pack, appreciating the effort I made to lose a couple of pounds before our Puerto Vallarta vacation. It's nice seeing the definition in my torso, as well as some good bulk in my chest and biceps. I run my hand through my dark brown hair, and then I hear, "Oh, look who's feeling conceited in that suit." Ty steps out of the changing room in a polka-dotted Speedo, surely noticing that I'm basically checking myself out in the mirror, something he's done quite a few times since we got to the swimsuit designer's boutique. We've been trying on different cuts and designs for close to half an hour, helping the designer, Julio, get an idea of the type of suit we want. It's kind of weird getting a designer swimsuit with Ty. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have half the clothes hanging in my closet, mainly because I'm not as interested in clothes shopping as he is. "Whatever," I say. Ty comes up behind me and slaps my ass. "Looking good, looking good," he teases. I roll my eyes. "It's kind of girly," I say, assessing the bright fuchsia suit. "The girlier you wear, the more masculine you look," Ty explains. "Trust me, it's a thing." "That's ridiculous," I say, as he inspects his ass in the Speedo he has on. The sunlight entering through the bay window shimmers off Ty's sandy blonde hair, which matches the bit of scruff he's grown since we've been on vacation. With killer abs, he's never had an issue maintaining with a sit-up here or there. I don't deny he looks hot in the suit. "That's always been a thing," he insists. "If you wear something that looks very feminine, then the odds are people are going to think you must be super masculine to be trying to pull it off." "Or assume I want a dick in my mouth," I add. Not that it would be entirely untrue, or that I haven't felt that way about guys in my life. But I don't need to wear a fucking banner to let the world know I get a little confused about all that from time to time. "You might have a point there," Julio says with a smile as he folds his arms. He stands off to the side, watching us try on the suits, seeming to enjoy the show. Ty shakes his head. "Whatever, Julio. I'm not loving this. What else you got?" "Here we go." We try on a few more before we each buy one. Then we head back to Ty's dad's condo. It's a few miles from Julio's swimsuit boutique, so we take a cab. As we get in, Ty's phone pings, and he checks it. "It's Mandy," he says, a sparkle in his eyes. Last night, we ran into some college-age kids who are here for a couple of weeks, same as us. They were a fun group to get hammered with. Ty hit on this girl named Mandy while I chatted up her friend Dana. "Oh, really?" I ask. "And what does Mandy want?" "She and her friends are having a party tonight at the house they're renting. I'm game."
"You're game?" he asks. "What the fuck do you mean, you're game? You can't tell me you don't want to get all up on Dana. I saw the way you were hitting on her.
She was nice. But I think you were a little more into Mandy than I was into Dana." He rolls his eyes.
"Seriously? You need to relax and get some."
"I'm not looking for that. I just finished things with Whitney, so the last thing I need right now is to be chasing girls around."
"That's definitely not the last thing you need."
I chuckle. "Okay, I get what you mean, but Taya, I'm enjoying being single."
"The whole point of being single is that you get to have sex with whoever you want."
"I don't want to hook up," I tell Ty.
"Come on! It'll be like our Georgia Tech days."
"Even back then, I wasn't having sex like you were. I was going on dates. You remember what those are? Like actually getting to know girls? The whole pickup scene isn't my thing."
"You are too hot for that.
It's called making a connection, actually giving a shit about a person."
"Whatever. Sounds boring to me."
Although I can tell by the expression on his face that he's just giving me a hard time.
"But promise me you'll get some action while we're here. I don't want to believe you wasted Amex points and came all the way here from Atlanta just so you can get skin cancer and maybe a bacterial infection from drinking the water."
I laugh. "Shut the fuck up." When we get back to his dad's condo, as we walk through the front door, I'm blown away by the designer furnishings, decor, and artwork. Every time we step in, I'm reminded suddenly I'm in a rich person's place. On the other side of the living area, two sliding glass doors lead onto a balcony overlooking the bay. It's the sort of place I would never be able to have access to if it wasn't for Ty and his bougie life because of his family. Not that I do badly with my job, but that's not how I grew up. I was bouncing around from foster family to foster family, none of whom had a place even comparable to this. And it's definitely not like my apartment now, so it's a stark change from what I've always been used to. "That's weird," Ty says. "I thought we hit the lights before we left." I'm not sure if he's right, but as we look around, I hear a sound coming from inside one of the guest bedrooms. "Eric, that you?" Ty asks. We approach the bedroom, and I hear the sound of running water, which stops abruptly. A moment passes before someone comes around the corner from the bathroom. I never met Ty's dad before. They didn't even meet until Ty was 16, and from what Ty's told me, their relationship isn't the best. In fact, I think the only reason his dad lets him hang here is to make up for how he wasn't there for him when he was a kid. The guy looks like he's in his early 40s. He has a cut body, decorated with a dark, navy-colored sleeve tat that runs up his arm and across his left pec. The design is elaborate, though I can't make out what it's of. Jet black hair, a stark contrast to Ty's sandy blonde locks, fall across his forehead as it drips with water, which runs down his face through a half an inch or so of neatly groomed scruff that covers his sharp jawline. He wraps a towel around his waist as he heads toward us, and for a moment, too brief a moment, I get a glimpse of his massive cock. Holy fuck. I can't deny the stiffening erection in my jeans. He's a hot man. It's rare that I meet a guy I get the hots for, but he's definitely one who gets me going, and I feel guilty as fuck that it's with my best friend's father. Eric. "What are you doing here?" Ty asks, a curious expression twisting across his face. I'm a little surprised by how annoyed Ty sounds. "Sorry," I say. "I thought you were coming down here next week." "Vanessa must have put it in your calendar wrong." It's an obvious dig, like he thinks I would have asked my assistant to put it down rather than doing it myself. I did put it in my phone, but I must have fucking inputted it on the wrong week. My fucking fat fingers on the iPhone. And hell, I'm not used to him actually taking me up on my offers to stay down here. "I didn't realize you would be here, and when I got here I saw your stuff in the master bedroom. I figured I'd take a shower and wait until you got back to see if you had any other friends coming. If you do, I can get a hotel." He and his friend keep quiet. "Or I can leave so you two can have the place to yourselves. I know what it's like to be a kid and want to have a good time. I don't want to be in your way." "Nah, that's ridiculous," Ty insists. "You surprised me, that's all. This place has three perfectly good bedrooms." Despite trying to focus on this conversation with my son, my gaze keeps drifting to his buddy. God, he's fucking cute. His skin is fair, leading me to believe he hasn't been here long enough to get much of a tan. His tank top leaves little to the imagination. He has thick biceps and a chest that he's clearly built up with some serious lifting. He must hit the gym regularly. I wonder what sports he used to play in school. Football, I figure. His short brown hair is tousled but sexy as fuck, like he had a good fuck and didn't bother to fix it after. His face has smooth features, including the subtlest of clefts in his chin. A slight twist of his pink lips reveals the faintest of dimples. "You must be Jesse," I say, trying not to be rude. I move toward him, extending my hand. "I'm Eric." As he takes my hand, it catches fire at his touch. A powerful energy races up my arm. I pull my hand away quickly, realizing that if I held his too long, I was going to have a serious problem with my hardening cock. "Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot you guys haven't met," Ty says. I don't know that he really forgot. It's not like he's gone out of his way to introduce any of his friends to me. Since I came into his life, he's had a hard time opening up to me. Something I sure as hell understand. We've only been talking for the past 7 years. That sounds like a lot of time to make amends for the past, but considering the circumstances, it's been a rough road. And Ty's put up every wall he could to keep me from getting close to him. He's guarded. Apprehensive. Must get that from me.
Nice to finally meet you,
Jesse says in a deep voice, like he's trying to be extra butch around me for some reason. I glance between them. Jesse's gaze lifts and meets mine. He's got the most beautiful brown irises. A deep, rich chestnut color, framed in wide eyes with the prettiest long lashes. He looks away quickly, leaving me wondering if he's weirded out by the way I'm looking at him, or if he's interested himself. Ty never mentioned his friends gay. Not that he had any reason to. His generation is very different about this than people were when I was younger. Hell, he hardly batted an eye when he found out his old man dated guys. So, what have you boys been up to? I ask Ty, pulling my gaze from his friend, trying not to be too obvious about how hot I think he is. Because I'm sure it'd weird my son out if he realized I was creeping on his friend, who must be half my age. Although the way Ty's smirking, I figure he's already picking up on my interest.
Chilling at the beach and hanging at the bars,
Ty says.
We just got here the other day, so we've been settling in. We met some guys we're probably going to go hang out with tonight.
That sounds like fun. Glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, this place is cooler than I expected it to be. Thought it'd be a bunch of retirees, but there are a lot of kids here for the new year.
A bunch of retirees? Is that what he thinks of me? I know I'm his old man, but I'm not a relic. Hell, I've done plenty of guys younger than Ty. Not something I'd want him to know, of course. I'm sure that'd be weird as fuck to him.
Yeah, it gets pretty crazy this time of year. Didn't always used to be that way, but Puerto Vallarta has really become a hotbed for tourism. I was lucky to buy this place when I did. But anyway, how long are you guys here for?
2 weeks,
Ty says.
That'll be nice. Not sure how long I'll be around, maybe only a few days. They don't need me at work right now, but, you know, I hate to be gone too long.
So have you guys met any cute girls since you've been here? My gaze shoots back to Jesse. As his gaze meets mine again, I find myself trying to read him, to figure out if he's interested, which he seems to be. But at the same time, I need to know he's not fucking around with my son, because, Jesus Christ, that would be creepy as fuck. Where is this morbid curiosity coming from? This isn't like me at all. I'm not some horny teenager. I get my rocks off when I need to. I shouldn't be fucking fantasizing about Ty's best friend. But I can't keep from appreciating those thin pink lips, his sharp, narrow eyebrows, and the ever so subtle cleft in his chin.
Yeah, we're meeting a few out tonight. Gonna have a real good time, I think. But we're not going to be in your way, are we?
No, 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 I say. And if I'm in your way, tell me and I can go.
I mean, if you want the master bedroom back, that's silly. Keep it.
Like I said, I'm not even sure how long I'll be here.
Ty smiles.
Good, because I was kind of enjoying all the space.
His playfulness is nice, considering most of our conversations are typically filled with uneasiness and tension. I'll be fine in the guest bedroom. And I shouldn't be stepping on your toes too much. I plan on spending most of the time surfing, so if you see me around here, just tell me to get my lazy ass out on some waves.
Deal,
Ty says. All right, well, I was about to finish this shower since I want to get off me this nasty feeling of having been on a plane for 6 hours.
Fair enough. We're going to head back out for a bit.
Okay, I guess I will see you soon. And once again, my gaze returns to Jesse. But now he's not looking at me. I figure he's either hiding his attraction for guys from Ty, or he's creeped the fuck out by how I keep making sex eyes at him. I don't want to, but I can't help it. A guy with that face and body? How the fuck am I supposed to help myself? But I should be able to help myself. It's my son's fucking friend, for Christ's sake.
I hope I'll get to see more of you two while you're here, I add.
before returning to the shower. As soon as I get back in, I start playing with my hard shaft. I'm just glad Ty didn't notice the erection I was sporting out there. While I stroke, I think about that Jesse kid. Damn, Ty never said anything that made me think he was that hot. The way Ty talked about his software developer friend made me think of him as some sort of fugly dork, but he's not that at all. And now I'm stroking off to him, imagining sticking my cock in his tight, willing hole, his serious expression tensing up as I make him cry out in ecstasy. Obviously, I wouldn't do that, even if Jesse wanted to. No reason to fuck up my relationship with Ty any more than it already is. But I can at least enjoy the fantasy. As I come, I imagine I'm filling Jesse up, that he's wanting it, needing it, and that I've given him the ride of his fucking life. Jesse.
Drink it up, you fucking wuss! Ty shouts at me as I chug my beer, racing one of the guys in the same crew as the girls we've been chatting up. We met at their house, and a couple of drinks quickly turned into a bar game. Now I'm trashed and shirtless and drinking as fast as I fucking can until I get the last drop down. The crowd of six around us hollers and cheers. One of the guys high-fives me before bumping his chest against mine. I'm a little tipsy as they guide me on the kitchen island and lay me on my back. "This one's mine, ladies," Dana says as she grabs a shot off the counter behind her. She crawls onto the island and straddles my legs before pouring the shot across my nude torso. She leans down, licks from my navel up to my chest. Then she moves quickly and offers a kiss on my lips. It's soft at first, but she quickly strengthens it before grabbing my crotch, feeling my stiffening cock. As hot as she is, why the fuck am I still thinking about Ty's dad? Ugh, he was this hot, strong, intimidating man. And the way he looked at me, I felt like there was something there. Not to mention when he took my hand, and I felt this intense heat overtake it. I keep wondering if he could tell, if he caught on to my attraction, and by the way he kept looking at me, maybe he was interested. I've had the conversation with Ty. I know his dad's gay, and that he's been with guys since he left his mom, but maybe he wasn't interested, and it was all in my head since I know he's gay. What the fuck am I thinking? Why am I obsessing about this? We play a few more drinking games before Ty sneaks away from the group with Mandy. I stumble over to the bar to fix myself another drink when Dana sidles up beside me. Dark hair pulled back into a ponytail, pretty face and wide green eyes on display. She sports an impressive body in a form-fitting t-shirt that's tucked into her jean shorts. She gazes at me with apparent interest. It reminds me of the way Ty's dad was looking at me. I think I'm about done with the games, I say. Oh, I get that, she tells me as she grabs a bottle of Svedka and adds some vodka to her drink. You must be some kind of gym rat or something. What? Those muscles? I don't imagine you get those by sitting around on the couch and eating pizza. Well, I can indulge in pizza every once in a while. What else do you indulge in? She asks, standing tall and pushing her chest forward. She's cute. And for some reason, between the alcohol and how fucking horny Ty's dad made me earlier, I feel like I need to take care of these blue balls. This isn't my thing. I don't typically do hookups. I've never been like that. Even in the times when I've forced myself through one-night stands, they haven't been all that satisfying. Because there's no connection. It's empty. It's void of anything other than physical release.
although, not to say the physical release is bad. And I can't say I'd be totally against having that physical release with Ty's dad. Wrong as it is to think about my best friend's dad like that, I can't help but imagine having a filthy, lust-filled encounter with him. Bizarre as fuck since I've never been that way, but the fact that it flies in the face of my typical interests doesn't change how hard I get when I think about it. Dana glances around the room, and then back at me. Your friend's pretty smooth operator. I follow her gaze and see Ty in the corner, making out with this girl of the week, at least for now, against the wall beside the balcony door. Well, Mandy doesn't seem to have any issues in that department either, I note. Nope, she knows what she wants, and is happy to reach out and grab it, even if that thing is in a guy's pants. She takes a sip of her drink. Do you have any hobbies? Hobbies, I ask, since that seems to have come out of nowhere. That's my way of making small talk. Sorry. I'm gonna be honest with you, Jesse. I'm not really interested in talking, if you aren't. Now my dick is really twitching. She moves close. Slowly. And I can see that look in her eyes. It's how Whitney used to look at me when she was hungry for my cock. My room? She asks. Looks like you're pretty good at small talk, I tease, winking at her, and she beams. She takes my hand and guides me through the house into an adjoining hallway. She leads me into a bedroom, and before I know it, her lips are on mine. I slide my hands under her shirt and push her back against the wall. She's aggressive, undoing my fly and forcing my shorts down to my ankles before grabbing my cock and stroking it. I kick off my flip-flops and lose my shorts before she guides me to the bed. As soon as my ass hits the bed, she starts going down on me. I lie back, trying to enjoy the sensations she arouses. I should be lost in the moment, savoring the way she's working her mouth, but for some reason, I can't help but imagine Eric blowing me like this. Fucking A, why can't I get him out of my head? I've never fantasized about guys when I've fucked around with a girl before, but I've also never felt the kind of primal hunger I felt when I met Eric. As I relax, allow myself to enjoy my fantasy, I hear the door open. What the fuck? I ask as Dana pulls her lips from my cock. A guy walks in, stumbling slightly. What are you doing, Dana? She rolls her eyes and pushes to her feet. Leon, get the fuck out of here. I hurry to my shorts, and I'm so tipsy that it's hard for me to make sense of what's going on. I don't imagine he's her boyfriend, considering she's been pretty obvious about her interest. But something's up. I rent this place out, and you think you could just come here and blow some other guy? I thought we were going to share something special here. We're not together anymore. That sure as fuck didn't keep you from accepting my invitation to stay at my place for free. I stammer. They turn to me at the same time, irritation in their expression, like I've walked in on their private chat. I'm going to head out, I say, holding my shorts to shield my cock. That sounds like a good idea, Leon says, like he's about to deck me if I stay much longer. Dana steps up to him. You're the one who needs to leave.
No, I'm the one who needs to leave, I add.
I stoop down, snatch my flip-flops, and stumble out the door into the hall. I slide into my shorts and carry my shoes into the main living area where everyone's hanging out. I'm still trying to process what the fuck just went down. Dana and Leon's voices echo through the hall, muffled beneath the music that's blasting so no one seems to notice. Ty sits alone on the couch, so I approach him and sit beside him. You hit it with Dana real quick. Maybe a little too quick, he says as I put on my flip-flops. Shut the fuck up. I, bailed.
Bailed?
I don't feel like now is the best time to discuss it with him, especially considering we're surrounded by Dana's friends. It wasn't happening, I tell him. Where'd Mandy go?
Freshening up.
He winks at me. You gonna hang around for a bit? I'm about to reply when he says, kidding.
I know you're about to bail. I'm your best friend, Jesus Christ. I at least know you well enough to call that.
Eh, you got me.
Just be safe, and make sure to get the cab rate before he takes you home, okay?
He rises, and we hug it out before I find my shirt, which I discarded during one of the games. I take a cab back to his dad's condominium, and when I head inside, I notice Eric in the kitchen. He's turned away from me, barefoot, only in a pair of shorts. My gaze fixates on the curvature of his ass. Considering how those shorts shape around his ass cheeks, it's hard not to notice. He dips a nacho chip into some dip before taking a bite. I look him over, inspecting those thick back muscles, watching how they twitch around his spine as he enjoys his snack. As he turns to me, I nod before looking away quickly. Hey, bro, I say, feeling like an idiot for saying bro, but I don't give myself time to brood, just dash toward the guest bedroom. When I get inside and close the door behind me, I sit on the bed. Hard again. Dana sure didn't get me going like this, and I'm surprised I'm this hard. Even in high school, I would get turned on by guys, so I assumed I must be bi, but it was usually a lot easier for me to jerk off if I was thinking about a girl. Eric is totally different than what I'm used to. I'm rock solid. Dana would have had a much better time playing around with this thing. Why does Ty's dad have to be so goddamn hot? There's a knock on my door. Oh, Jesus. What the fuck am I supposed to do now that I have this raging boner? When I answer the door, there he is. I try not to look into those gorgeous blue eyes of his, but now all I can check out are his beefy muscles, which indicates he spends as much time, if not more, at the gym as me. How can this guy have a 23-year-old kid? How's it going? He asks, his voice deep, powerful. A guy like this was made for the business world. He seems like he doesn't have a problem ordering people around or taking command. And now that I'm thinking like that, I can't help but imagine him ordering me around in the bedroom. Oh, I'm so fucked. No. The problem is, I wish I was fucked. Are you good? He asks, reminding me that he asked a question. Pretty good. Ty not come back with you? Oh, no, he's still at the party we were at. I'm just turning in early tonight. I'm tired. Okay. Makes sense. Just want to make sure no one had pulled a Taken and kidnapped my kid. What? That's a joke, he says. And the way his lips twist up is so fucking charming that it only makes my dick even harder. An eerie silence stretches between us. I can't stop looking at him, and he doesn't stop looking at me. I have this feeling he must know how I'm feeling right now.
So are you actually tired?
He asks.
Or did you bail on those kids because you weren't having fun?
If you want to know the truth, I wasn't having much luck with this girl. Why did I say that? He's totally going to think that I fuck around with girls, that I'm not interested in him. What am I thinking? He can't know I'm interested. I can't have sex with him. He's Ty's dad. He smirks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, we were definitely getting somewhere. Then some guy walked in on us and started having a fit.
Her boyfriend?
It didn't seem that way. More like a guy who was interested, but she wasn't into.
Ah. Well, I can see why you were done for the night. Look, I'm probably gonna head out to the bars now just to grab a quick drink. You're welcome to come if you want.
I can't help but interpret that as a euphemism. Ugh. I should say no. It's wrong for me to be having these kinds of feelings for Ty's dad, but there's no harm in having a drink with the guy. Ty wouldn't mind that. What the hell, I say, I'm starting to sober up anyway. We'd better take care of that. Innocent as it all sounds, it's not, because there's a part of me I'm so fucking unfamiliar with that really wishes it would turn into something more. And Eric still has that look in his eyes, like he just wants to shove me into the bedroom and take me up against the fucking wall. But what if I'm just being an arrogant fuck by thinking he's even into me? Just because he fucks around with guys doesn't mean he'd necessarily want to fuck me. But that look in his eyes leads me to suspect otherwise. One drink, I tell him.
Eric. Why the hell did I ask him to come out with me tonight? I know the reason. It wasn't appropriate. But I can't deny being excited that he actually said yes. The bar is packed with locals and tourists. I brought him to a straight bar because I figured it would be a little bold to take him to one of the gay bars I frequent. The bartender points to me, and I say, "Margarita on the rocks." I turn to Jesse, who stands behind me. "Make that 2 margaritas on the rocks," he says. While the bartender mixes our drinks, I start talking to Jesse, raising my voice so he can hear me over the crowd. "My son mentions you a lot. Well, not that I talk to him that much, but when I do, you usually come up. You guys met in college?"
"Yeah."
"Freshman year," he says.
"We had Chem 101 together."
"Chemistry, huh?" His gaze drifts down to my lips and lingers there a little too long. There's no question in my mind that Jesse wants to fuck around with me. He was too obvious back at the condo, standing in the doorway of my guest bedroom with his raging heart on and that hungry look in his eyes. The bartender sets our drinks down, and I throw down some pesos.
"You shouldn't have done that," Jesse says.
"What?"
"Paid. I'll get the next round."
"So cute." "Kid, I'm fine."
"I get that. I'd rather pay my part."
I'm surprised by how serious his expression is. Most people, when I pay for things, they just accept it and thank me, but Jesse doesn't seem as appreciative of my generosity as he seems surprised by it, maybe even a little bothered.
"I've been mooching in your guest bedroom, so the least I can do is get some drinks," Jesse explains before taking a sip of his drink.
"I appreciate that. I really do, but it's only one drink." My words don't appear to soothe his uneasiness, so I change the subject. "So, what did you major in at Georgia Tech?" "Ty tells me you're in software development?"
"Computer science. I'm actually between jobs right now. My last workplace let me go. I interviewed for a company, Mincer Corp, right before coming here with Ty. They seem pretty interested, but we'll see."
"I have some contacts with a few companies in software development. I could see if there's anything..."
No, I'm good. "Thank you, though."
I'm startled by how quickly he refused my offer, and he must have noticed because he says,
"Don't get me wrong, I appreciate it, but I'd prefer to do it on my own."
Once again, something about him I can respect. Funny, considering my son would jump at the opportunity to get something the easy way.
"Sorry, I wasn't trying to be rude," he adds.
"It's fine. You want to be a self-made man. I get that. Just keep in mind that there's nothing wrong with getting a hand now and then. No one gets to where they want to be without a little help. I sure as fuck didn't. But sorry. It's your business how you go about your life. I'll let it go. So, what have you guys done since you've been here?"
"I spent some time at the beach. Gone out partying with some people we've met here. That's about it.
Been trying to convince Ty to take some surfing lessons with me. He already knows how to surf, but he doesn't really enjoy it." "I surf," I tell him. "I could show you."
"I'd really like that, actually."
"Just say when."
"For sure."
I'm genuine in my offer, but I can tell by the way he says that he's taking it about as seriously as Ty always does. As we finish our drinks, I order us 2 more. I'm out of cash, but as I get my card out to pay, Jesse's quick with fetching some pesos and handing them over to the bartender. "Sneaky fucker," I tell him. "You know I'm good for it."
"Clearly I am, too."
But as annoyed as I am that he beat me to it, I'm impressed he wasn't all talk about wanting to pay.
"So, enough about me," he says. "What about your job?" From what Ty tells me, you're kind of a big deal.
I laugh. I wouldn't say all that, but I do okay for myself. That is such bullshit. I know for a fact you're a bigwig corporate entrepreneur, which I never would have guessed by looking at you.
What do you mean?
You don't seem the type, Jesse says. You don't look like the stuffy suit and tie kind of guy. You got this scruff, tats, clearly work out plenty. You seem very easygoing, chill, cool.
Cool. Oh, you think I'm cool? I'll take that as a compliment.
He grins before taking another sip of his margarita. He gets a little salt on his lip, which he licks off. God, that makes me want to force my mouth against his. But seriously, he goes on, you aren't at all what I pictured when Tice talked about you.
What did you picture?
Eh, the Ivy League sort with a couple hundred pounds on him, maybe balding.
He winks like he wants me to know he's just giving me a hard time.
Well, I'm happy to not have met those high expectations, I say. And far from Ivy League, Georgia State University and then UCLA School of Business. I'm not like Ty's mom, who was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. I had to work my way up the ladder the hard way.
And how did you go about that?
After UCLA, I went to work at an investment firm. Turns out I have a pretty keen sense about investing, and so I started my own company a few years later. Got some investors behind me. Had some hurdles I had to overcome, but now, all these years later, I've done okay for myself.
That sounds like an understatement.
I've had some lucky breaks along the way. I feel like we all do. And then hindsight makes it look like you were a fucking genius.
I think you're being a little modest.
I snicker. I'm not a modest guy. I know what I have to offer.
And now you sound cocky.
Maybe. But I get where my weaknesses are, too. In fact, I think it's more important to know those than it is to know your strengths. His eyes narrow like he's curious about something. About me, even. And I find that this discussion has only increased this attraction I have toward him. And I guess I'm too drunk or too unashamed not to say something about it. I like you, Jesse. He closes his mouth. Judging by his silence and wide eyes, it's like I asked him to blow me. Don't make this weird, I say, throwing my arm over his shoulder. Let's just get drunk and have a good time. We're in fucking Puerto Vallarta, for Christ's sake. His uneasiness settles, and I throw back a few more drinks. Jesse does better about pacing himself. We chat about stupid shit, movies and sports, and before I know it, we're tipsy. We grab a cab and head back to the condo. When we're in the elevator, I notice I have my arm around him, leaning on him for support. He looks into my eyes, and he's not pulling away or acting like I'm being a total creeper. His eyes shift to my lips again, like they have a few times tonight. God, I want to take his fucking mouth, kiss him so hard, and then shove my cock in it. I start to lean toward him. He's your kid's best friend, you dumb shit. I stop. Whoa. Sorry, I stumbled. I lie. I notice his long dick in his pants. It makes me even harder than I already am. Fuck, I didn't even realize how hard I was until now. We stand there for a second, gazing at each other, and I wonder what he's thinking. Does he want me to make a move? Clearly he does. But I can't fucking do that. I'm still fucking trying to build a relationship with Ty. Not a great one, and granted it's taken me 7 years to get to this point, but I'm doing the fucking best I can. A loud rattling sound precedes the elevator door opening. I release him and guide him to the condo, trying to mentally will my cock to calm the fuck down. But it doesn't. We head inside, and I can feel him looking at me still, but I refuse to make eye contact, refuse to fall prey to my temptation. I guess we should get to bed, I say quickly. I guess that's a good idea. I pat him on the back and take a deep breath as I restrain myself from pushing him against the wall and ravaging his body. Well,
It was nice talking to you tonight, I add. We should definitely chat some more while you're here.
Yeah, for sure.
We part to head to our separate bedrooms, but I hear him behind me.
Eric?
God, why does my name on his lips drive me fucking crazy? I whirl around to him.
Yeah?
I ask. He's still got that hungry look in those dark brown eyes of his, and I want to take him so bad. But instead, he says,
you know, I'd really be up for some surfing basics, if you had time.
What about tomorrow morning? I ask.
That'd be great, he says.
And he sounds like he's seriously interested, which kind of surprises me. Now I'm excited and concerned all at once. What the fuck am I doing?
Jesse.
My rental surfboard lies on the sand next to Eric's. As he demonstrates on his board, I follow his instructions, pushing my chest out and bringing my right leg out in front of me. When I woke up this morning, I checked my phone and discovered a text from Ty letting me know he was still with Mandy and that he'd had a very good night. I remembered Eric saying he would show me how to surf, but I assumed he'd forgotten. To my surprise, when I stepped out of the guest bedroom, he was already eating breakfast and eager to show me some of his surfing skills.
Make sure to angle your left foot on the back there like I have it, Eric says.
I obey.
Eh, good enough. What do you say we give it a go?
Really? That's all you're gonna show me? 10 minutes of instruction doesn't seem like nearly enough, and not gonna lie, I'm enjoying watching him demonstrate for me, especially since he's just in a pair of board shorts, giving me an opportunity to view that impressive body of his, as well as the way his fat dick hangs to the right in the crotch.
It's gonna have to do. Surfing's kind of something you have to get into the water to learn.
I step off the rental board, and as Eric picks his board up off the sand, I do the same.
Ready?
He asks, turning to me, his bright blue eyes sparkling in the morning light as he flashes a gorgeous, pearly white smile. He looks like he could be a fucking model with a smile like that. No time like the present to look like a total moron, I guess, I say.
That's the spirit.
He leads me to the water, and we swim out deep together. He shows me how he catches a wave before swimming back to me. I give it a go, but I don't even make it on both feet before I topple off the side. I try again and again, each time having to go all the way back to the shore and then run back out into the water. I swim back to the shore after my last failed attempt. Eric glides across the water on his board effortlessly, his muscles contracting and expanding as he balances perfectly and with skill that has clearly been developed with years of practice. He's totally in tune with the wave and his body. God damn it, I say as I meet him at the shore.
You gonna give it another go?
Eric asks. Judging by his expression, he seems skeptical. He doubts me. That only makes me more determined to accomplish this. Of course I'm gonna go again. I'm not a quitter. I'm fucking not either. That's not how I've lived my life. I don't give up on anything because I've learned that's the only way to be successful. I wouldn't be anywhere if I'd given up. Not in my career, not in my life. I give it a few more tries, and I hear Eric laughing at me as I wash ashore yet again.
It's tough. You don't have to get it on your first day, he says.
I'm gonna get on the board for a few seconds at the very least. I pant hard. My legs are fucking exhausted from running back and forth so much. As frustrated as I am confident I can figure this out. Each time, I've felt like I've gotten closer and closer. It's this balancing that's tricky. I can get up on it. I just need to feel which way the water's moving and do my best to keep on top of it. I swim on the board, and when I catch a wave, I follow Eric's instructions for standing up. Then I'm up on the board, and before I know it, I'm gliding across the water like he's been doing every time. Holy shit!
There we go!
Eric exclaims from the shore. He applauds, and now I'm full of confidence and excitement, but I only make it a few yards before I lose my balance again. but no one would know I failed by the way I lunge out of the water, arms raised over my head, screaming, "Fuck yeah!" I grab my board and hurry ashore where we high-five. I'm stoked, and I can see he's impressed. Told you I could figure it out.
You did. You did.
I'm gonna go again. He laughs.
Okay, I'll come with you.
We head back out and catch another wave together. I push my feet onto the board, and as I put my foot back behind me, I slide off and fall to the side, my head slamming against the board. Shit! I rise from the water, my hand on my sore forehead. Holding the board under my opposite arm, I walk to the shore.
Aw, shit, that looked like it hurt, Eric says, his own board under his arm. You okay?
His expression is serious, and something about his concern feels unusually nice. It was like a hammer to my forehead. Fuck! I fall on my knees onto the sand. God damn it, I say. I set the board on the ground beside me and lie on my back, keeping my hand on the sore spot on my head.
You okay, buddy?
Eric asks, kneeling beside me. He rests his hand below my chest. Fuck, he shouldn't have done that. Because now, despite the pain I'm in, I'm getting hard. He runs his other hand through his dark, wet locks, and my gaze catches his. Once again, those blue eyes are so mesmerizing that I have a hard time looking away from them, even though I know that's what I should be doing. I don't know what this is. Maybe my head injury, maybe that he's so damn hot, but I just keep staring at him. He raises his hand off my skin and snaps his fingers in front of my face.
You in there? Everything okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm fine.
You think you have a concussion? Do we need to take you to the hospital or something?
Nah, it wasn't that bad. It just surprised me. His gaze shifts to my board shorts and then right back to my eyes. There's no way he didn't see how hard I am right now, and judging by the way he checks out my body, I can tell he's considering my interest. I check his shorts and notice he's got his own boner, but damn, what a shit idea this is. Ty would freak the hell out if he knew I wanted to screw around with his dad. Don't do it. Be smart and let this go. I don't even know what I'm doing. I've never fucked around with a guy before. I bet Eric would laugh at me like he did with trying to get on the surfboard. He'd think I was bad at it.
Did Ty say when he'd be back?
Eric asks. No, just that he and some of those friends were gonna hang this morning. Really just him and Mandy, but I don't think he would want me blabbing about that to his father.
You think he'll be gone long?
He asks. And I can only imagine why. Because he knows what I want. And he wants it too.
Why don't we call it a day for surfing?
He adds.
Head back to the condo.
I feel his thumb against my side. It slides across my flesh, and my dick shifts again in my board shorts. Works for me, I say. Hoping he understands that I don't just want to go back to the condo. I want to fuck. I hope Ty isn't back yet. I hope we have time. But then I'm also thinking that it might be better if something were to interrupt us and stop us from making this colossal mistake. We return our boards to the rental shop before we grab a cab and ride back to the condo building. I'm uneasy, tense, freaked out. I feel like he's emitting this powerful, sexual energy, even as he just sits there next to me, glancing straight ahead. What am I thinking? I don't know how to fucking have sex with a guy. As we head through the hall to the door to his unit, I'm thinking, what am I gonna do? What are we gonna do? Why am I doing this? My thoughts are all over the place. But one thing I know for sure is we're gonna do something.
Eric, he can't keep that dick down, and neither can I. Even when we were heading back to my place in the cab, after Jesse's board shorts had dried, I noticed a wet dot by his cock. Pre-cum, I figured. He wants it as much as I do.
I saw it in how quickly he got hard when I rested my hand on his body, which I did on purpose. A test. Playing with fire, I know. But I had to know this wasn't all in my fucking head. I opened the door to my condo and lead him inside, closing the door behind him. "Ty," I call out, listening for a reply. "You back?" "Please don't be back. This is such a terrible thing to want. For my son to be gone so I can find a way to fuck his friend. I'm a horrible father." He's always thought that about me anyway. But if I follow through with this, he might never forgive me. That should be enough to stifle my desire to still these thoughts, but I can't control what I fucking feel for this kid. I know what it feels like to just want to fuck someone, but this is so much more intense. It's like he's giving off pheromones that are perfectly crafted to reel me in, like he's bait for some TV show that's gonna burst in and expose me as a creep if I put the moves on my son's buddy. As many mental obstacles as there are, as many pleas as I hear from a small part of me that begs me to reconsider, I won't listen. I can't. This craving Jesse stirred within me is too strong, and the promise of fulfillment too enticing. Jesse approaches the kitchen island and whirls around, facing me, staring directly into my eyes, his intention clear. "This is a shit idea," I say, "since I feel like one of us has to."
"I know."
I scan his body. Those hot muscles I want my hands and mouth all over. They're trapped in that tight, restrictive tank top, and there are still a few damp spots clinging to his body the way I want to be clinging to it right now. I approach him, trying to restrain myself a little bit longer, long enough to think it through. He looks up at me, the brown hues of his chestnut-colored irises capturing my attention. I lift my hand and run my thumb along his jaw. He tenses up but doesn't fight it. I lower my hand, running my thumb between his pecs and down his torso. His breathing is quick, uneasy. "You nervous?" I ask. "Yes," he admits, before lunging at me, pressing his lips against mine. "Fuck. I wasn't expecting him to be so bold, and I know the moment his mouth slams against mine, it's over for me." The intensity of our lips colliding has adrenaline pulsing through me and amplifies my need for him far beyond anything I expect myself to be able to control. I reach down for his cock, stroking my palm against the fabric of his board shorts, pleasuring his shaft. "God, you got a big fucking dick, Jesse," I tell him as I break our kiss for a moment. I slide my hand down to his nuts and grab on, applying some pressure. He grips my crotch. "You're one to talk." He must have fucked around with a lot of guys to be this confident in his own movements. And his confidence arouses me even more. I'm used to submissive guys who want to be dominated, but Jesse's the kind of guy who can hold his own. I check the door. A part of me fears that Ty's going to walk in any second, that he's going to find us in the most precarious of positions and lose his shit. But Jesse grabs my face and pulls my attention back to him, locking lips, sliding his tongue into my mouth. He pushes me back against the kitchen island. We kiss furiously, passionately, like we've both been deprived of the taste of another person's mouth for too long. I doubt that's true for either of us, especially considering he does it with such skill. We match rhythms, and I push him back as we kiss, until I have him up against the wall. I grab his wrists and pin them over his head. He moans into my mouth. I press my pelvis against his, giving my cock some relief as I push against him, feeling that moment of satisfaction. My body's trembling like his is. There's so much energy coursing through me. I would have thought some of my desire would settle once we started kissing, but it's only made me want him more, need him more. "You taste so fucking good," I say. "Feel so fucking good. These fucking clothes are pissing me off. Hard for me to take them off when you're pushing me up against the wall."
I lower my hands and grab the hem of his tank top, forcing it off over his head before squatting and kissing down his body, groping, stroking those beautiful muscles. I take his nipple into my mouth, and as I swipe my tongue across it, I hear Jesse groan in a way that tells me so much. I pull away and snicker. "You like nipple play?" I ask. He smirks. "I didn't tell you to stop." I get back to work, and he cups my head with his hand. "Now would probably be a good time to get to the bedroom," he says. I look up and see that he's looking toward the door. And yeah, if Ty came in at this point, there wouldn't be much we could do to explain what the fuck is going on. I stand back up and kiss him, setting my hand on his waist and guiding him into my room. I close the door behind us, and there's relief in knowing that the threat of being discovered isn't an issue. I shove him onto the bed and pull down his board shorts, revealing a stiff, veiny dick. "Holy fuck, that's even bigger than it looked," I say. "But I doubt that's the first time you've heard that." He cocks a brow. "I've never had any complaints." "Conceited thing," I tease before leaning down and tasting the head of his dick with my tongue. I throw my shirt off and he studies my body. It's different than the way he was looking at the beach. He's not holding back, not trying to put on a show and to act like he's not totally turned on right now. He's taking it in, enjoying it selfishly, greedily. I kick off my flip-flops and drop my own swimming trunks before crawling onto the bed over him. I kiss him again and again, then pull away and make my way down his body until I reach his cock, which I take quickly into my mouth. It tastes so good. I struggle to take it, but it's a challenge I'm eager to take on. I gag a little as it hits the back of my throat. "Fuck," he mutters, and I can tell by his tone that he's turned on by my attempt. I pull my mouth off his cock and take a deep breath, gripping his shaft and stroking. I want in his ass so fucking bad, desperately so. I get up and head over to the nightstand to grab condoms and lube when I hear the sound of the front door opening. "Shit," I say. Jesse curses just as quickly, but I'm relieved as hell that we came in here when we did. I stand still beside the nightstand. I don't know why, but for some reason, I feel like if I move, he'll hear me and come running, knowing exactly what we're up to. Even though that's insane, even though there's nothing about right now that should lead him to suspect a damn thing. "Jesse!" Ty calls. Jesse hops to his feet, grabs his shorts off the floor, and I hurry to him, grab his arm. As he looks up at me, I raise my forefinger to my mouth, and he nods. I tilt my head toward my ensuite bathroom, and he hurries inside. I slide into my board shorts and head out into the hallway. "Hey, Ty," I say. Ty looks at me with wide eyes. His hair is disheveled, his eyes puffy and with bags under them, and he's still wearing the same clothes he went out in last night. Walk of shame. And he's totally not owning it. Apparently bothered that his dad might know he was out drinking and fucking around with some girl last night and this morning. Although I don't know why the hell he thinks I'd have a problem with that. He's in his 20s and can do whatever the hell he wants with his sex life as long as he's safe and not being a complete asshole to girls.
You seen Jesse around?"
Ty asks. "We went to the beach earlier." His eyes narrow, and I can't tell if it's because he thinks that's strange or if he's feeling the lingering effects of his hangover. He asked me about surfing when he came home last night, so I told him I'd show him some moves. He stayed back at the beach for a drink at one of the bars. "Oh, okay. I was going to tell him that I had a busy night, so I'm going to stay in bed the rest of the day." I wink at him. "Let me know if you need me to go out and get some ibuprofen or Tylenol." Ty forces a smile. "That might not be such a bad idea, honestly. I'll grab some after I finish up some work stuff." I lie. Work stuff is clearly a placeholder for fucking his friend Jesse, which I desperately want to get back to right now.
"Cool, cool.
Thanks, Eric," he says as he heads to the master bedroom. I should feel bad that I'm about to head back into my room and fuck the hell out of his friend, but it's too late for guilt. I need to get in there and finish what we started. Jesse.
Holy shit, that was close. Way too fucking close. I hear the door shut, I assume, to the master bedroom. This is my chance to change my mind, to do the right thing. But my dick keeps reminding me